And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. In a disturbing development out of the state of California, like most developments out of the state of California are, Democrats have watered down a bill that would have made purchasing child sex a felony, which would be up from the current misdemeanor status. I don't know why it was ever a misdemeanor to begin with, but anyway, the original bipartisan bill, which was authored by Republican State Senator Shannon Grove, aimed to crack down on the heinous child sex trade by imposing harsher penalties on buyers, including up to 4 years in prison, a $25,000 fine, and a 10-year requirement to register as a sex offender. Democrats, however, on the Senate Public Safety Committee passed hostile amendments limiting felony charges to cases involving minors under 16 and rendering buyers ineligible for prison even for soliciting children as young as 15. A sad day when political agendas trump the urgent need to save children from exploitation. And moving on to some corporate drama now, Google CEO finally broke his silence after he fired 28 employees who staged a disruptive protest demanding the termination of the company's contract with Israel. In a company-wide email, the CEO emphasized that Google is a business, not a platform for personal activism or political debates that disrupt coworkers or create an unsafe environment. If you work for somebody, you're agreeing to abide by the policies of the company in which you work in order to receive a paycheck from said company. No company is obligated to hire you and then run their business the way you say they should. No, that's not how the world works. In other news, Planned Parenthood's latest annual report reveals a troubling trend. Despite a decrease in patients, the abortion giant performed a record high 392,715 abortions in the fiscal year ending fall 2022, a staggering 5% increase from the previous year and a 20% jump compared to the past decade. Abortions make up over 97% of Planned Parenthood's business, though they're not an abortion business, according to them. Yeah, and McDonald's isn't a hamburger joint either. In a bizarre incident that highlights the absurdity of woke culture, a 16-year-old student at Central Davidson High School in North Carolina was suspended for 3 days. You know why he was suspended for 3 days? Because the student used the term illegal alien during an English vocabulary assignment. The student, seeking clarification on the word alien, asked his teacher if it referred to space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards. Apparently, the innocent question was deemed offensive and disrespectful to Hispanic classmates, prompting another student to threaten violence and the teacher to involve the assistant principal. What a country we live in these days. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.